online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
An investigation's underway after a woman in her 40s died when a lorry overturned in a crash with a car on the M20. It happened on the coastbound carriageway between Ashford and Hythe last night. She'd been a passenger in the cab of the HGV. We're told the driver suffered minor injuries and no one in the Mini was hurt.
KMFM News.
Australia has voted overwhelmingly to legalise gay marriage. Charlie Maggs has more for KMFM.
Representing 61.6% of Kiwis.
The ballot isn't binding, but the country's government's promising to act on the result.
And now it is up to us, here in the Parliament of Australia, to get on with it.
PM Malcolm Turnbull says it'll be law by Christmas, but not everyone's happy about it. Some campaigners worry it'll constrain religious freedom.
When we look at other countries, including the UK, that have legalised same-sex marriage, we see some of these consequences.
But it was welcomed by Kylie Minogue, who campaigned in favour, tweeting, "Love is love, always was love, always will be love."
More people in Kent are out of work, according to new figures. The number claiming jobless benefits or universal credit rose by 95 in October to 19,075. Nationally, the number of people in work fell by 14,000 in the 3 months to September to just over 32 million, the biggest drop in more than 2 years. Despite being suspended by the Conservative Party, the Dover MP has managed to ask a question at Prime Minister's Questions.
Businesses at the Dover front line are now preparing to leave the European Union. Will the government consider earmarking at least £1 billion in the upcoming budget to make sure that we are ready on day one, deal or no deal, and prepared for every single eventuality?
Charlie Elphick's been told he faces serious allegations, but revealed last week he still doesn't know what they are. Theresa May responded to his question, saying funds have already been made available to prepare for Brexit.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man and a teenager have been jailed for dealing drugs in Maidstone. They were arrested after officers found them with crack cocaine, heroin and £2,000 in cash at a flat in the Farrows in June. The 26-year-old's been locked up for more than 3.5 years. The 16-year-old boy will spend a year and a half in a young offenders institute. Firefighters have been called to the M20 after a camper van caught light near Junction 10 for Ashford. It happened on the coastbound carriageway at 10:30 this morning. People who saw it say the passengers managed to get out safely. KMFM's been told young people are still struggling to get on the property ladder in Kent because of stamp duty. It's a form of tax you have to pay if you're buying a property that's more than £125,000. Buyers here in the county fork out an average of £7,300 on it. Spencer Fortag is the MD of Dockside Property Services in Medway.
I think what the government have to get to grips with is two things. Firstly, they have to understand that we're simply not building enough affordable housing. And secondly, there is a bit of a mind shift with millennials, and I believe future generations in the UK, who are actually happy to rent.
New figures also show it's taking a lot longer to buy a house now than 10 years ago, while the average selling price is more than £345,000.
KMFM Showbiz.
Taylor Swift sold more albums in America in just 4 days than any other artist this year. More than 1 million copies of her sixth album, Reputation, have been bought stateside since Friday. That puts Taylor ahead of 2017's previous biggest seller, Ed Sheeran, whose album, Divide, had shifted around 920,000. Copies to date.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
UK Anti-Doping says it won't charge anyone over a mystery package sent to Sir Bradley Wiggins at a cycling race in 2011, but only because it's impossible to know what was in it. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Wiggins and Team Sky deny any wrongdoing and say the strange package was a decongestant. UK AD Chief Exec Nicole Sapstead says it's a serious concern that their investigation was hampered by a lack of medical records. The body says it could reopen the case if new information becomes available. In cricket, England have a boost ahead of their final three 2020 Women's Ashes matches after winning their latest warm-up game. Heather Knight's side secured a comfortable 90-run victory over a Governor-General's 11 in Sydney. Sarah Taylor's unbeaten 93 helped them post a total of 146 for 5 before they bowled out their hosts for just 56. Australia lead the Ashes series by 6 points to 4. And in tennis, Roger Federer is into the last four of the ATP World Tour Finals in London. He'll be hoping to take advantage of Rafa Nadal's withdrawal because of injury and claim the title. The multiple Grand Slam winner secured his spot with a three-set win over Alexander Zverev.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.